This drink is delicious. There's a saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go further, go together. With that said, I teamed up with two fellow podcasters. We have Mike Brown, who was a guest on mine last episode, host of You Good Podcast. And we have Rich, who is the host of Stay Rich Podcast, focusing on hood politics, black excellence, while infusing hip hop and education. In this episode, we talk about imposter syndrome. We discuss the recent inauguration. We talk about what took place in D.C. a couple of weeks ago. We also talk about what it's like to be black in America, the importance of therapy, and so many other things. Now it's time to grab a coffee, grab a tea, grab a wine, grab a beer, grab a tequila, grab a whiskey. Depending on the time of day, do not let me get you fired. Because it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. I'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
So, you know, like because I have my podcast, You Good Podcast, which I've done and then I've stopped because I was like, I know I wanted to do another podcast. And I felt a weird way because I was talking about mental health and I had like personal reasons, but I didn't have any like doctorates in anything like that. And I felt like the space was just being like bastardized. Like everybody was just doing it to get money, right?
Charlamagne.
Okay. So I was just like, I didn't feel good about it in my soul. But then what was happening when I stopped, everybody kept reaching out to me and was like, what are you doing? Why are you not doing this? Why are you doing this to yourself? Stop doing this to yourself. You're in your own way. You're in your own way. So the last episode that I did, I was like, yo, I'm going to do another episode. I was like, this episode that I'm doing this for everybody who's listening. I'm doing this for you. And then I was like, I'll come back, and when I come back, I'll have a new podcast, and I'll do this and do that. And even as I talk about it now, I'm like, this might end up being just You Good again. Like, this just might be a You Good episode where, you know what I mean? Like, it could be anything that I want it to be, but I think for me personally, I love doing podcasting, and and that and people wanting to hear it is reason enough alone to continue doing it and putting it in.
Trust, I get that.
Right? Yeah. Right. So it's also like I can't do stand up anymore. So usually have a mic, I tell my jokes, and I can go off stage and bond with people and shit. And I cannot do that anymore.
Right.
So for me personally, it's a part of me that like I can connect to and talk to and release.
And therapeutic.
Yes. It's all of that shit.
Right.
So I'm trying to bring all of those things together and also be more aware about there's money to be made.
Right, of course.
Well, there's for me myself, like it is something I'm naturally gifted in, so you go ahead and do it.
Right.
You know, one of the things I'm a good orator, whatever you know.
I think you're great.
So it's like, yo, stop hiding, stop fighting, come outside and play. You know?
Trust me. Real quick though, like just listening to what you just said, 2 points, and I hope I remember the second point, right? One, I feel like you succumbed to imposter syndrome. That was the first thing.
Okay, okay.
Right? You said something.
We're using big words.
I read books.
Right? We're reading now. What are you going to do?
No, but you said, what's interesting, because you were talking about mental health, and you didn't have a doctorate, right? And to be honest with you, it's interesting that we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I literally started reading up on imposter syndrome last night.
Yeah.
Can you break down what that is?
Absolutely. Okay. So this is how it started. I saw like a Venn diagram of imposter syndrome. And on one circle, it said making something look easy. And the other circle, it said discounting its value.
Mm-hmm.
And in that shaded gray area, it's imposter syndrome.
Okay.
Right? And so you, one, and I told you, I've been a fan and a champion of your podcast, both your podcasts.
Thank you.
So I don't think a lot of people know what imposter syndrome is. When you hear the word at face value, you think I'm trying to be something that I'm not. Fake. And that's what I used to think.
That's what I thought it was.
That's right. Right. You know what? To be honest with you, the way y'all looked at me just now, right? So, but
got him.
Let me. I'm gonna actually. So I'll read it to you both, like the definition. Yeah, bring right? it up. Sure. So imposter syndrome, according to Wikipedia, which always has facts, right? Imposter syndrome, also known as imposter phenomenon, imposterism, Freud syndrome, or the imposter experience, is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skill, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud.
Right.
And so that's where the Venn diagram comes in.
Right.
You can be so good at podcasting.
Right.
And using your voice and make it look easy.
Right.
Where you're like, I shouldn't even be able to monetize this. Like, what am I doing? You actually step into your fear.
Your own way.
And that's right. Where imposter syndrome was. And so you literally just spelt out and defined it and through your action that you succumbed to imposter syndrome.
I definitely suffer from that.
And only why? Simply because it comes natural and you made it look easy. And so now your doubts came through. That's crazy. Which caused you to stop.
That's crazy.
And so,
definitely went through that.
Yeah. A lot of people go through it. Mm-hmm. How many times have you heard this imposter syndrome, but we automatically assume what it was?
Yeah.
And yesterday, true story, I kid you not, was the first time I actually delved a little bit deeper to define it. And so that's what one thing I wanted to say. Second, you also shared that, you know, when people were asking you about asking about the podcast, that's enough to make you go on. Be careful with that. Right.
And go talk about it.
Be careful with that. Right? Because if you don't have that internal drive yourself and it's strictly based to the response, once the applause stops, you stop.
That
right?
is,
and you
yep.
have to have like
you have to be self-motivated at all the times. And what I've been doing is I got this book. I think her name is Julia something. And it's called The Artist's Way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt creatively blocked. Like,
right, okay.
There was nothing I wanted to write. There was nothing I wanted to do. Uh-huh. I was stuck in the house. I was just like, man, you know, like I went through a breakup. Like, I moved. I was just like, man, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it took a while even to get to that point.
Yeah.
But one of the first things is writing morning pages. So every morning you get up like 30 minutes earlier, right? Depending on whatever. And you just stream of conscious. Whatever's on your mind, you just start writing.
Mm.
Now, everybody has their own thing. For me, my critic just goes crazy. So I started getting up in the morning and I would write. And sometimes I wouldn't make it in the morning. Like, it'd be like 12 in the afternoon. I already ate breakfast and I'm about to do shit. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just write.
Right.
And doing that more, I kind of like realized like, oh man, I'm writing about what things that I want to say and things that I haven't vocalized. And it's like, oh, I don't just like call them like, yo, let me just shoot the shit. You know what I mean? Just in general. And I was like, I need to get this out somewhere. Like, there's like anytime like me and H were talking on the phone, he'll be like, yo, these could be podcast episodes.
Oh, we do that
like
all time.
The level and for me it's like the level of like kind of like truth and love between the conversation is like, oh, people can hear this, and it's like, oh yeah, if people heard how real this shit was, they would connect with it and they would get it.
Right.
And sometimes it's like you don't feel like talk for me. Like sometimes I don't feel like talking. I'll have like imposter syndrome. I'll be in my own world. I'd be like I'm introvert on the low. I'm like, all right, if you family.
Good.
That's all I need to know. I don't need
to.
You when you live in that way, sometimes you could be in your own head a lot and you're like, yo, how do I get out of here?
Yeah.
How do I put myself out of it? And I'm like, I did it with stand up.
Yeah.
And I always bring it up. I did it with stand up. I did it with some of Can't Stop when I did that, when I would do like Super Video Bros. I'm like, oh, I have this idea. I just about that. When I had that idea, like, oh, this would be a dope event for people to come to. This would be hot. How's it going to be? I'm just going to make this event. We're going to figure this shit out. But I know that this is a thing. I guarantee this shit is hard.
Right.
It's interesting you said that, because just really quickly to that second point, right? When I was talking about it being attached to other people, right? There's that quote where you have to have that internal drive, right? Because when your motivation wavers, right, or drops, that's when discipline kicks in.
Facts.
And so
that's a fact.
When you create, one of the reasons why I created that affirmation, morning affirmation, mm-hmm. was one to create a community, but it was also for me to create good habits, a morning habit.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the habit of starting off on a positive note.
Mm-hmm.
And it says it takes, what, 21 days to create a habit yeah. right? And so after 21 days, when it becomes routine, I'm now becoming disciplined.
Right.
And so, like, it's now part of my routine.
Right.
That's what it takes with, yeah. especially as artists, and we're all artists in our own unique ways.
Right.
Artistry is freedom, but artists need structure more than most people. Right. But we just don't want boundaries.
Right.
Right. But you need discipline in order to make things mm-hmm. work, because the world mm-hmm. acts for discipline.
Right.
Your audience acts for discipline. Your audience, and I think we're all guilty, right? Because I think my last podcast was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Your last one, we had this conversation.
Mine's
Rich's, yours was around yeah. the same time.
How often do you do your podcast, Rich?
How often?
Yeah.
Honestly,
I don't know. Imagine, but here's the interesting part, though, right? Here's the interesting thing. I would go to Rich, and I'm not like just being like a prick or the MJ to Pippin. Or,
I'm
like, Rich, when's the next podcast? Simply because I'm a fan.
Right.
And there are so many silent fans that don't know you.
Yeah.
Or don't feel,
yeah.
They don't even have the confidence to say right. hello to you.
Done.
That's literally like, all right, well, if he posted this last Wednesday, hopefully I'll get it this one. And,
yeah.
and the same for me.
Right.
And so
yeah.
for 2021 is going to be my year of discipline. I'm actually using
mm-hmm.
January as my canvas and my planning
yeah.
right.
to say, this yeah. is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not necessarily just for the audience, where very it's much you. They're important,
right.
but it's for the community.
Right.
Right? Like, the community needs to know when this is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, professionally.
Right.
You need your agenda.
Yeah.
What happens, you've seen meetings without an agenda, it becomes a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's free speech.
It's free for.
But
yeah.
then
free
you
for.
May have that one colleague
yeah.
that is getting 5 years.
Oh, man.
It's 5 years of stress off
of frustration.
Yeah, right, yeah exactly.
No. I've been in that weird position where it's like, you know, I am employed. You know, I do work for Full Frontal TBS. Shout out to you guys. Oh, Full Frontal with Sam.
New York Times crossword puzzle.
I mean, shout out
to Sam. It was on the New York Times crossword puzzle the other day.
Shameless plug.
Shameless
plug.
But it did feel weird because, like, for me, it's like right before all this stuff happened.
Shameless.
Oh, no shame. I'm all outside. Ooh. I'm exposed. No shame. I'm outside.
I'm fully exposed. You know? I'm out here.
But it's like to be like a stand-up, and, you know, you make your bones from, you know, going on tour and making your own stuff, and then
right.
like getting his job and you're like, oh, life is about to change, and then like the whole world kind of shutting down.
Yeah.
For me, it just like really hit me in a weird way, because I was like, yo, is life really happening right now? Is this
right.
like some cruel joke? Like,
right.
are other people going through it? Is
right.
this really just like, I was so deep in a weird place
right.
where I couldn't, like, I could function, but I wasn't really like, yo, I don't
right.
know what's going on right now.
Right.
And I was the opposite, right?
Right.
Because I was so social. I was like,
oh,
wait, is this what inside feels like?
right. You were outside.
Right. I was outside. Like, I was happy houring every day, right?
Right.
And then I was like, yo, I like inside. Like, I could understand why people
yes.
yeah.
chose inside. But
right.
what was crazy, one, because I liked the environment, because I had changed up the environment before I started staying inside, right? Second, it forced me to come to grips with who I was as a person.
It made you look at the mirror. Look at the mirror.
And if
yeah.
I wasn't happy with who I was in the mirror, that would have been torture for me.
You have
yeah.
just knowing the Pisces in me.
Yeah. Well,
I just said Pisces to hear well. Rich's reaction.
Yeah.
When the lion roars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But Tale yeah. of Two Cities. And Mike Brown and I, if not, we don't talk every day. We talk every other day.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
that's what's up.
But
there's always a reach. And that's the thing, too, where, like, we're... and also giving a curse to myself. Like, I've always been, like, super honest about, like, my worship. Like, yo, I'm depressive. And I'll just put it on Facebook. Like, I'm fucking up. And people are like, you're so brave. I'm like, huh? I just feel this way. I'm just putting it up.
Here
fuck,
I am.
It's how the fuck I feel. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And here I am. And I'm like, oh, I might have said too much. And I'm like, MJ, this is how you fuck depression up. This is what we going to do today. I'm going to need a triple W out of, you know what? Fuck depression. Fuck anxiety. And then I would have epiphanies. I'd wake up. I have an epiphany. Mike Brown, the Lord told me to tell you today. I left you a voicemail, right? I left him a voice. Well, I was preaching on his voicemail. I like, you didn't pick up, but guess what, brother? The Lord told me to give you a word today. Oh, you are blessed. And I went for like 2 minutes on that same voice, like, brother. Like, in the literally, because the spirit hit me, and I was like, and I don't know if you need to hear this right now. You remember when I got the chicken bouillon in the supermarket?
Chicken bouillon. He gave me, he called
me. I gave
my
a word out of chicken bouillon.
He said, chicken bouillon. Let me tell you about chicken bouillon. That's now, sometimes you might not have what you need.
Just tell me.
Because I was, so
you might not have what
context,
you need.
Context, I was hunting for this. Those that, West Indies, we know about the chicken bouillon.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And we know there's a difference between Maggie chicken bouillon.
Absolutely.
And Norris chicken bouillon.
You come home and disappoint your parents.
But that Norris, right?
Get
but
the
that,
wrong one.
That Norris chicken bouillon, softer. You don't got to use a knife to cut it, right?
Yeah.
I was hunting for Norris chicken bouillon during the quarantine,
Right.
And couldn't find it. And one day I was just like, you know what? I felt like in my heart of hearts, I manifested chicken bouillon. I went to the supermarket, looked in the chicken bouillon section. I didn't see any Norris. But a couple of feet down, literally, Rich, I looked to my right. There was one pack of Norris chicken bouillon.
Did you wrestle somebody for it?
I didn't have to wrestle
anymore. Okay.
But guess what I called? Called my mom and I called Mike Brown and I told him, talked him about the power of manifestation.
The voicemail was real.
Yeah,
I mean, was like, where is he going with this?
And then I went to like the Law of Attraction, the book, The Secret.
Yeah,
but
it's all real shit. But it was hilarious. It was like, oh, he's barred me to death right now.
Like, when the universe talks,
it all came full circle.
When the universe talks to you, sometimes it comes in the form of chicken bouillon.
Yeah,
but you don't understand.
Because he was on the roll, and then he kept brought it back to the chicken bouillon.
Did you keep the voicemail?
I did. I might put a piece of it.
You have a soundbite.
I might throw it in because they're like, yeah, this didn't happen.
You should.
But the crazy thing about it, he hits me up. If not that day, maybe the next day. And he was like, yo, and he's real about his mental state, even your age.
I was having
a real depressed moment, and I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
So the universe gave me the chicken bouillon so I can speak the spirit into my soul.
Yeah. It was like really
crazy.
Really trippy.
I know it sounds trippy.
No, it was.
But
okay, how about this? How about this? I saw this today.
Not trippier than a chair moving.
How about this?
I'm about to say right now, trippier than that edible I had the other day.
This is we're recording this on January 21st, and it's the 21st day of the 21st century.
I knew that.
This is 21 supposedly means change. And new beginnings.
21st day of the 21st century in 2021.
It's like that's happening. It's like if you look at it that way, that's like a slot machine.
It's 1-2-1-2-1.
Yeah.
The verse. Yeah. Oh, they got Bernie in the verses.
Man, they got Bernie everywhere. Bernie can't do it. Do you guys feel like different after this inauguration?
I did wake up today feeling a little lighter, right? A little lighter. But, you know, waking up black is waking up black regardless, right? Like the armor that we still have to put on every day before we head out. And you know what I mean? It's always still there. But I did feel a little lighter. I did feel a little relieved. So I made my students watch the inauguration, right? Because, you know, I work with a lot of black and brown students, and that inauguration was filled with a lot of black and brown and women.
So
it was a minority full inauguration, right? Yeah. So I kind of veered from the norm because I'm phys ed, right? And it's like, yo, watch.
Y'all supposed to be running laps, right?
Like, I put the link in the remote learning.
Yeah,
and I was like, yo, watch this and just write about it. Take this in because, like, you know. Absorb it while it's here. There's nothing like absorbing it while it's there.
And you having to absorb history,
right? Because you could go back and watch it, But to be in the, and nothing like being in the presence.
See, that's, and that's the whole thing about being, like, I feel that these last 4 years, I haven't really had a chance to be in the present as much as I want to be.
Right.
I think I've, for me personally, there was some disassociation with this Trump shit.
Oh, yeah, I took 4 years off from the world.
Yeah, it was just like, right. I'm here, but I'm not really here.
I took 4 years off. Absolutely.
And, yeah, it's like, it was weird for me. I don't know, like, was that like that for you?
No, absolutely. I love what Rich said about there's nothing like being there in the present.
Yeah.
You know what came to mind when you said that? It just reminded me of watching Patrick Ewing miss that damn layup.
It's there forever. Yeah,
you don't understand.
Those things are there forever. Like,
there's certain moments. Those things are there forever. I was on my boy Hani's porch. We pulled the TV out on the porch.
Right.
Like, yo, the Knicks about to do it. Right. In Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. You never forget. Like, and he's money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to digress, but
yeah,
it
stays with you. But
these things stay
with
you.
That moment you're there and you're like, this is the moment where he hits this free throw.
But that's why I love what Rich said, though, right? Because I grew up in the era where I was young but aware enough to actually believe that I would never see a president that looked like me. Because I was also aware of what this country
was. It was never a thought in my mind.
Right?
Yeah, so, I thought it was impossible. Never
a thought. We thought it was impossible. Mm-hmm. Young people, right?
Yeah.
Your students.
Oh, absolutely.
Have now experienced a black male as a president
and a black woman as a VP.
And a black woman as VP.
Yeah.
With everyone thinking she might get.
Shout out to the HBCUs.
Yo, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Morgan State.
And shout out to her Indian side too, right?
Yeah, and shout out to the sororities and fraternities and all
South
that.
Asia,
fraternities,
right?
Yeah. Shout out to Caribbeans. Shout out to the Caribbean.
Big up yourself.
Big up, large.
You know what I mean? Shout out to your AKs was going heavy. Right?
Oh, yeah, they was. They a little different. It's going to be a little
different. So
different. Now.
This 4 years is going to be very pretty.
Listen.
Good luck.
But if you know AKs, when you know AKs, you realize the standard was already high. Not much going to change. It was to be expected. It was to be expected. Right.
Okay.
Except for that,
get ready for a lot of
except for that moment on your porch. But I digress. Right?
Oh, so January is going to be turned up. You know why?
But the cool thing about it now is, if I was a young person, I'm assuming that I would say nothing is impossible when it comes to this now.
Right.
Yes.
So now it's just maybe a matter of time before we see our first black woman president.
That's next.
It could be her. I think
that would be,
which is why the MAGA people were the MAGA people, right? Because they saw the change coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They could not fab. They just didn't want to take a back seat for another 4 years.
Yeah.
Because they took a back seat for 8 years.
Because they feel like us gaining our rights.
They took a back seat for 8 years.
Because of the fear that us gaining our rights is an infringement on theirs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't say you love a country. Yo. And one quarter of its people. That's not how nationalism works.
Yeah.
You can't say blue lives matter and then throw a fire extinguisher at a Capitol police.
Yeah, see, like that's
and kill them.
Yep.
You can't do that.
And then you cannot also compare that to Black Lives Matter and say it's the same thing.
We could turn this into
to
do the right thing and say a lot of all that. Proud,
but yo, you know, like. For me, I, for the first time in a long time, I felt proud to be in America.
When was the last time you felt proud to be in America?
Yesterday.
Prior
to that.
Before yesterday, when was the last time?
I can say before Trump presidency. I used to, and I had my moments. Like, when I traveled, I felt proud to be in America. Because you don't realize some of the luxuries you have until you
absolutely
travel. When I go to Jamaica, I'm like, there's some certain things you take for granted.
That's a fact.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay. And I'm not saying proud to be in America and proud to be American, two different things.
Right.
So I said proud to be in America.
I heard you.
And
I heard
you.
Us coming from Caribbean parents, we don't consider ourselves.
We don't belong anywhere.
We don't consider ourselves American.
We don't. But the thing is, they don't.
But they don't consider us.
They don't consider us
Caribbean. They don't consider us Caribbean. So I'd be like,
go
back on the boat.
And
everyone, my true love said to me.
So you know what I mean? Like, I just like, but what's good about that is just like, I don't give a fuck, because if I don't belong, I make where I am my home. Like, that's just what it is. It just made me stronger. But to go back to what we were talking about, the representation. It was the representation.
It was lit.
And That young lady.
It's a 22-year-old. What's her name?
Gorman. Yes. Amanda, yeah, is it Amanda Gorman?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Amanda Gorman. Yo, when fantastic. She... And as a poet.
I'm such a hater.
So, yo, oh, yo, as a poet.
You are? In a good way. In a good way.
Okay, I'm in a good way.
Yo.
No, go ahead. Speak your mind.
I'm going to start too much trouble.
So
I'll start it. Let's start it.
You know.
Y'all just going to cut me off, huh?
No, hold on. No, you got you.
As I shout out here to black men, as I'm giving props to the black woman, that cuts me off.
That's what you're going to do? You're going to turn it off.
Hold on.
That's what you get for cutting me off.
Hold on, doc. Dr. Umar's on the other line.
Edit. Right. So I see where you're going with it. Right?
I just thought,
I see where you're going with it.
This is what I'm gonna say.
You don't have to say it.
I'll there'll be a joke about it, but I just thought that she was I thought she was younger. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is cool. This is good for her. When I found out she was 22, I was like, oh, you wasn't coming with the heat. That's how I felt. Right.
But she wasn't you also
I was like, man. I was like, yo, H could have killed this. That's how I felt.
Oh no, I thought to myself, okay,
hold on.
I was like, oh, H could have murdered.
Yeah, but you also got to understand where she came from and what she went through.
See,
her
story.
Once you understand her,
I don't know nothing.
So no, I told them this. I found out her story at the gym that day at 5 a.m. I work out at 5 a.m.
Okay, she came from the bottom. It's like respect.
Not really from the bottom, but like she has a story. So I'm like, I didn't know that she was speaking. I saw it and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Okay, that's cool. And then when I get home and I wake up just in time to teach my class. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I get it, right? Because I knocked out and I'm like, oh, you focus, time.
You focus,
yeah, right? So, and then.
Gotta make sure you're good. Gotta secure that bag.
Yeah, right? So then I'm waking, I'm like, oh, this is. And we were talking. I'm like, oh, that's the girl from earlier. I just learned about her a few hours to her speaking.
See, that's.
So that's why.
I didn't have the context.
So that's what made me be like, but I see what you're saying,
I still see what you're saying.
And
no disrespect, because I know she was 15, so I was graded on a different scale. I was in a different mind.
See everything you're saying.
For me, she was barring.
No, she barred him. She barred him up. But for I was like, me, oh, you just alliteration
like,
barring?
In my head, you're I was just like, with that. Because like, one thing, I also admire about other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because when it's my turn, it's my turn, right?
Yeah,
it's my
turn.
And this is why I was saying I'm part of the reason why I have a podcast is because I was able to listen to both of yours.
That's where you're supposed to.
And just play my backseat.
That's where you're supposed to plug your podcast.
Which podcast?
Yours.
Well, Crooked Halo Crew?
But guess what? You didn't even introduce yourself. That's
I know. I was going to get to it.
What you don't even know is I'm going to put an intro in the beginning of this anyway. But you still introduce yourself, whatever. Like,
I'm
not.
I'm not. But yeah, because of you so two,
I'm gonna call you both Yo Mike Brown. You can find both of them at Yo Mike Brown.
So defiant.
It just reminds so me defiant. Of you know, like you walk so I could climb. Right?
Yeah.
And her poise that stage.
That's why
that is the major poise.
That's why you gotta understand.
Stage. But see, I watched
where
and I get that. And I saw. Like, I can't.
But yep. Here for me, I didn't need to know her backstory because I don't know all the backstory. Right, we're talking. But to have that poise, to represent a class, right? That us people that have looked like us.
She was born in 99?
Yes.
We was in college, bro.
So
first second year
to do
in college.
It with class, to be a black woman, have that poise.
Probably losing my virginity.
And bar.
Thought the world was gonna end 99.
Probably listen, created one.
Yo,
no, she barred it.
She didn't just bar it. Like she threw rocks at America, but she threw rocks at America
in a professional classy manner.
But because that's what the country had deserved. Like actually, she just spoke the truth. If it hurts your feelings,
that's what it is.
Then you should have acted.
Yeah. Right? Nah, I liked what she did, but I thought it was like I just graded it on a weird scale because it was like youth, and so I just automatically thought like teen.
Right.
So I was like, oh, this is not. Right, it was if I would have known, I'm like, okay, I can.
So
take this difference.
So I'm about to say, I was about to say, these kids
talk about it
are very aware, are very woke, and very outspoken. Like I hear them every day. I speak to them. Excuse me. Every day, I.
we are the first, so West Indian, right? Mm-hmm. First generations here.
Mm-hmm.
So we were still brought up in a culture where we had to have these achieve these accolades in order to be right. successful.
Right.
Right. So now you have your, you know, your millennials, your Gen X, Gen mm-hmm. Y, etc. And so now we're in the era. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the era of, I don't need a 9-to-5 to be successful.
Facts.
I can do gig economy is a huge Facts. Thing. It's all about tech, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I can learn these things on YouTube if yep. I'm successful. And, but they also, with that's just maybe professionally in relation to skill. But you cannot tell me how to feel.
Yes.
And I, one thing yes. working with you, because we both work with youth in right. different ways.
Right.
They are far more accepting of differences than Absolutely. Adults are.
Absolutely.
When it comes to sexuality, when it comes
Absolutely.
To race,
Absolutely.
I see them in groups and classrooms.
It's a greater time to be yourself. And, like, it's absolutely a greater time to be yourself when it comes to anything. Like, this is probably, with exception of racism, right?
Okay.
Which is the third rail of this country. It's probably the best time to be yourself in this world right now.
I agree with that. It's also like, I have two younger brothers, right?
Okay.
One is 18, one just turned 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Donovan and Solomon.
Donovan, two Jamaican names.
That's about to say, those are some official Jamaican
official,
names.
Official.
And then we have Michael.
And then we have Mike Brown. Oh, yeah. Come see me at a show I talk about. Oh man, and Donovan. it's really
that
funny.
That was Little Vicious' name, right?
Donovan.
Donovan was Little Vicious' name.
Yo,
if you know, you know. What?
Little Vicious grew up in Two First.
If you know, I didn't know you that. Know.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He was down. Well,
Pastor Dutch.
He was on the real side yeah. Two First. He was
oh man,
them gala freaks, them gala freak, cut a week, them gala.
That is crazy. Yeah. But like, I talk to them, and it's just like I see how full of wisdom they have. Like they are yeah. already. And it's one of those things where it's like, all right, now as an older brother, I'm trying to like lead them to mm-hmm. where they can go, but also be like, I can't lead you.
Right.
Because the path that was laid for me, the entire terrain has changed now.
Right.
The right. whole terrain has changed. Right. You have right. different equipment to drive right. around this terrain. Right. All I can say is, all right, when right. I got to this point, this was here.
Right.
When I got to this point, this was here.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at them right. and I'm like,
right.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna put some money to kind of like give you guys a little bit of stocks and you guys have fun and figure it out.
Right.
But it's like, but in my world, I'm like, oh, I just kind of got into that.
Yeah.
Game. Yeah. So yeah, it's a weird thing.
But you hear the catch though, right?
Because yeah.
now, like, this era is a great time to be yourself.
Yeah.
Our era was the best time to be social.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because now they do lack the social skills that we
right.
came up
That's
with.
A fact.
Because, now it has to be
everything is social.
Everything is digital. Everything is digital. Like even just approaching and courting and or just young courting.
Give y'all a quick. Let me give.
Yeah. You got it.
Even in my Google classrooms.
Yeah.
I used to force them to like speak and turn on their cameras, right?
Yeah.
Because as the years go further, like as they get late, complacent. Let's say complacent.
Yeah, they don't have to speak.
Used to my chat though in the Google classrooms, you just like with Zoom that the chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's lit.
Yeah, and I noticed with Google Classroom, like you have to use the chat to get them comfortable yeah. to start putting on
oh,
the
so
camera.
You know.
Like, yeah,
so you
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
So they're in there, yeah. they're back, That's but they won't.
Yeah.
So my class, it's not like that a lot. So 90, yeah. like I'll say 90% of the time we're talking and engaging.
Yeah.
But the 10% when they're not that chat,
yeah,
they're in there like.
Listen.
So now I don't force the yo, dude. I just let them be.
And that's the worst approach you can do for them. You
yeah,
know what I, mean?
Like, I just let them be. That chat, though, they're just not to cut
that
you
is,
off.
No, it's not that, even cutting.
I think,
just,
you, I think
like
you're going to see like an yeah. acceleration of or increase of introverts.
Yeah.
Or but not necessarily more introverts. I think socialized introverts.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we created communities where you're more to yourself and you can create your own personal environment.
No one believes me, but I'm an introvert.
You are. Like, you definitely are.
How about fun fact? How about this?
You definitely are an introvert.
You're an introvert. This entire table is right? introverted.
I'm not introverted. I'm actually right. not introverted.
All right.
Okay, so, you know what?
So, I can agree.
I'll tell you the one extreme introverted character. I do my Myers-Briggs, and I do it repeatedly over, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My
yeah.
one extreme introvert, not even I'm actually an ambivert, so I'm right down the middle now.
Okay.
I'm that's, actually right down right, the middle.
All right, that makes sense. I didn't know you could do that. So I'm going to change mine. No. Sometimes you feel like an intro.
Sometimes you don't. Okay, all right. Go ahead. Let him speak.
But so, one mic. So Rich, you know me since we were younger. Right. I grew up in a household of four.
Right.
I was the only extrovert in a household of four.
Wow.
My entire family are introverts.
Wow. Yeah, because, yeah.
My entire family.
Yeah, I'm looking,
like,
yeah.
My mom says she's an extrovert. She could be, but to me, like, everyone had their own room.
Right.
I used to walk up and down the stairs like, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you talking? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, we stay in our
and
room.
And so in my 20s, yeah. like 20s, 30, like 30s, mm-hmm. right? Still in my 30s, right? So, no, but seriously, like, I was definitely more.
You actually got two more, words left.
More extra, yeah. More extroverted. But as I've gotten older, I've really just enjoyed my own personal time. The one area that I'm extremely introverted is privacy, and that's due to upbringing. I'm extremely private. There's certain things, like, we were raised.
Thing. That's a Caribbean thing.
It's a Caribbean thing. You don't borrow and you don't share personal matters.
Yeah. Just don't do
and
it.
And which it does me, it doesn't fare well for me in relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't. I had to learn. Into. Well, because I may be going through stuff personally, or maybe not me, just the people around me.
Right.
Yeah.
And in order for me to share, I have to share their business, which I don't do.
You can't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the one area that I'm extremely introverted. Have you ever taken a Myers-Briggs?
The INTF test? I don't think I've taken it.
You need to. To those listening, 16personalities.com.
Yeah.
Take yours. Like, I
think you sent it to me.
Yeah. Mine, I'm ENTJ. Every time I take it, it's always an E. It's always an E.
Okay.
The E stands for extrovert.
Okay. Like, an E, I'm
do you, so do you still feel that you're down the. So you. Do you say that, or do you consider yourself more extroverted? Because I know you said that you're like down the middle on it. But you're like, you lean that way.
I am more extroverted. But see, people don't understand, like. Extroverted, like
I feel I'm extroverted, even though, like when I look back at our times,
I'm extroverted around my friends.
Yeah,
so that makes me ambivert, right?
Yes.
No, that's not what it does. Like, people don't understand. Like,
you can be by yourself and be extroverted.
Introverted, just means true. It's not about your social skills. Introverted means that in order for you to recharge, you need to be secluded. That you need to seclude yourself, and you recharge by being by yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Extroverts get rejuvenated and charged by people.
But sometimes I need if I don't go out for a long time, please hold your thought. Like, yeah. I want you. I don't know.
I don't want him
to forget, because I forget. That's what I'm going to take, because I forget.
Go.
I find myself sometimes when I go out, I'm like, oh shit, wow, I'm back. You know what I mean? Like, I'm back. Like, I get energy, though.
See, and that's why I was like, oh, but you're about to jump in, because I see it. Like, Rich and Rich is like, yo, where we, and I be, now it's like, I'm in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But remember when we were talking about the Leo and lions rolling packs?
I think that also, like, stars matter.
All that stuff. But I've also seen the other side, where you at in the house?
Like,
People don't know. They're going to think, oh, when they meet you outside, just like people think they know me because they met me on the street, but then they come to my crib and they're like, wait, your apartment looks like this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You only know the drunk whiskey me. Even though that
But
all that to say, take that test. Like,
I think I'm weird on the scale.
You might.
I think I'm mad might, weird on
it.
You
gotta take
it. I feel like I'm introverted, but sometimes I'm like I said, I do get energy being home by myself, right? Yeah. But I also get energy.
So the thing about when you do I like the detail Myers-Briggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it has like these subcategories.
Yeah.
And it tells you where you're extroverted. When you're extroverted, it's not you're extroverted in every category. There are going to be some that you're extroverted in, some that you're introverted in. But then there's an overall tally, and it tells you what you are, right? And so, like, there's some air. Most of mine's me. It's like politics, right?
Okay.
Like, even though I say I'm a Democrat, I still have very much conservative views on certain things.
Yeah.
Right.
So people think, like, oh, you're the left, you're the right. The majority of the people meet in the middle. It's just that some certain... certain topics there, extremely conservative, and other they're a little bit more loose with it.
When you say it just makes me think that, like, I think our group and not the youth, we're so like, okay, what category are you in? Where do you fit? Where do you fit? And we want to categorize everybody. And I think the youth is like, hey, what category are you in so I can disrespect you?
Right.
And if you're this, that's cool. I just might not fuck with you because of who you are as a person. But like, you can believe what you want to believe. It's, you can be wrong. We can debate. And that's just, it is what it is.
Right. Because it's kind of like us trying to keep up because they're already on it. Right. And yeah. We're in between. So we're like the gap between the people who don't know anything about it,
mm-hmm.
right? And the kids know everything about it. And yeah. we're like I said, I find myself learning a lot from my students, right? I'll just sit there and be like, go ahead.
But guess what? Guess what? Once again, it's about the web, right?
Yeah.
We're the era, right?
We're the closest to Gen Z.
We're the era that think twice before you move, right?
Yep.
Now you have kids, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hmm. And so they go.
Hmm.
Two different things. And I learned that from someone, a coworker that was younger than me.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like he was just like, oh, when we were talking, yeah. you know, like he
just
was,
go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like it's yeah, better to ask can. It's better to ask forgiveness than permission because once again, like we will second guess ourselves.
Yeah.
Like how many times have we second guessed ourselves in our careers because it didn't meet the needs of our parents?
Right. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
That's why we're the bridge. Right, because we're still connected to the old school.
I think we have still
connected to the new school.
I think we have it the best. I think our generation has it the best.
I think so too. And if you age pretty well,
yeah,
like everyone else crushing.
So you know me, I'm a huge hip hop head, and we're probably almost the same age as hip hop. So we watch hip hop evolve as the way we're watching. It could have evolved and kind of digressed at the same time, but
yeah,
you know we got to see things, so we get to pass things down and just learn from. The youth them, well, it's where they come up and they don't really have anything. They have just their music, right? We have everything. We have.
Yeah. We got soul music. We got hip hop. We had the pop music. We got the rock music. We grew up in a time where you had music videos that people would watch. And so, like, you started grasping different things from different people at all times.
If this ain't a Stay Rich podcast.
Oh, right man. Now. Listen,
It got Stay Rich. He made it Stay
you know
Rich.
Man. No. You know, you know I'm a hip hop head, right? No. You know what I'm saying?
But so, this, you know,
we got to watch the things evolve.
Look at that.
You know,
not because
the Boogie Down Bronx. You know, it started out in two crates and a.
They didn't want to let us sit in the Studio 54.
Oh, man. Listen.
Started out in the park.
Started out Studio 34.
Listen, right? It wasn't 54, right? Nah, but come full circle, right? This is kind of about like mental health, right?
Yeah.
So I go to therapy, mm-hmm. right? And first of all, therapy is amazing, right? And let me just put that out there.
Yeah.
I go quickly. Therapy.
Yeah.
Right?
Shout out to therapy.
And before therapy was trending, because it's trending now, right? And it's trending. I don't know if it's trending for the good ways or just trending because it's cool, right? But it's trending.
Yeah.
So when I started to go to therapy, it wasn't as cool. It wasn't cool. It wasn't a thing to do. And it was just like, fuck, how do I tell people?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I didn't really tell people, right, at first, right? I told ladies because ladies.
Oh, they eat it up.
They've been going... besides the fact that they eat it up.
They've been eating it up. Yo, girl. You got a job, but I got a therapist, though.
I didn't want to go that route, right? But yeah.
Okay,
you got your mind right. Oh,
goodbye. Oh, my God. You're so... Right, but it is... All right, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is a game changer when it comes to women, right? That's a fact. It is.
Oh man,
I wasn't gonna go that route yet, but it is a game changer. Like, right? I'm not gonna tell you go to therapy to pick up women, right?
Yeah,
but go
it.
Right. That's, but
I wish you could see my face right now. I didn't know
it was gonna go there, but
okay. It wasn't. So like,
I know he's being serious.
Honestly, so when I started going to therapy, I didn't tell anybody. Right, I didn't tell like my block. I'm close to my block. I'm close to my friends. I'm close to my brother. I don't even think my parents. Well, my mom. I don't even think my mom knows that I go to therapy. Right, mm-hmm. because you know it still has that stigma.
Yeah, the stigma attached to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you crazy? Something's wrong with you. And this and third. Like, no, man. Like, therapy saved my life. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I don't look like I go to therapy. Right. Because I'm But actually, I do look like I go to therapy, right? The one that's always happy, the one that's always smiling, the one that's cool, the one that seems like he got everything together, and this, that, and the third, right?
I'm just glad you finally admitted it. What? You are cool, Rich, aren't you?
People call you cool. So when people call you cool, you're going to go with it. Even though you don't think that you are, right? You are.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So the new.
Full bars. Circle. Full right. circle. Bang. Look at that. So yeah, man. Like at first, it was like one day. I'm even
what you. Made you go?
So my dad had a stroke, mm-hmm. right?
God bless the dead.
Respect.
Yeah. So my dad had a stroke, and I was not happy with my life. Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he had a stroke. That probably was like the final straw.
That was something that pushed over. Yeah.
Not being happy in my life. I think I got out of a tumultuous relationship, horse knows, right? Right? Like,
he shake his head.
Yeah, like, I had got out of, but I was still reeling from it, right? There's no timetable to recover from a relationship. Yeah. No matter how you're like, yo, I'm good, deep down inside, you know, right? So, a bunch of things was happening, right? Yeah. Wasn't happy with my career at the time and the struggles in life. And then one day it was just like, yo, you gotta do something. Right, you got to do something. Mm. And it was just like, all right, my doctor, my primary doctor's 3 blocks away. Just walked over there and was like, yo, I need to talk to somebody. Yeah. And are you, they ask you all the uncomfortable questions, yep. right? All of it. Like, nah, I don't, but I just know. Because you know? Yeah. It's like when you know you're about to get a cold. It's the same thing. Right? Like, so I did the process and trust me. And I wish, like, I got to say this before it was cool. Mm-hmm. That shit definitely changed my life. Like, and this probably been 3-4 years wow. since I've been going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my therapist changed because they got to change careers. She was a fantastic therapist. She was fantastic and on it. She's also a black woman.
That's right. That's right.
Lit. Right. Yeah. I'm not going to say her name because I don't know. For like,
Know just how. let her cook.
Yeah. Yo, a new aspect on life, a new lease on life. Like, I 100,000% support therapy, and I tell everyone, I try to get everyone to go to therapy. But we still have people in our community that are not open minded to it. I think
it's gotten more normalized.
But it's still we're still in that generation. Just
that generation, that's
still like, yo, you're bugging.
Exactly.
Oh, yo.
But that's once again, that's why you do it for you, not for them, right? Because you know the benefits. It's interesting because not only is therapy important, I think having therapeutic activities is important.
Yeah.
And we went through that breakup at the same time.
Right.
And at the time, the book that I was writing saved my life.
Right.
Because I was extremely depressed. And you saw it. Like, you took turns, you know, being therapist on the couch.
Yeah, we were each other's therapists at the time.
And but the thing about it, too, I think what you have to understand is just, you know, like when you're talking about therapy when you're younger, we're older now, so we're more mature,
right.
emotionally aware.
Right.
And I think at this point, it's understandable. Like, we can't walk around so much trauma being black in America not have therapy in our lives. Being able to talk.
Right.
Talk through our pain. Talk through our emotions and stuff like that. But obviously, everyone's not built the same. So some people understand it and some people don't. The fact that you felt uncomfortable sharing that because of the stigma shows that not you need to change, but the culture needs to change.
Well, we come from that.
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong or right. But what's going to happen is that now we've now created a new norm, and so when you start to pass it on to your children, they don't have to feel so uncomfortable having those tough.
Oh no, they're on it already.
No, I'm talking about when we have ours. Oh, we're gonna understand what I'm saying? Because to work with children, to have your own child, I'm sure, two different experiences.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
I have an announcement to make, guys.
Right. Baby shower. Baby shower 2/12.
The way Asia sounded.
Peanut butter Slim.
The way.
Mike Brown's porn name is Peanut Butter Slim.
So, edit point right now. Just that.
peanut butter slim.
On your comment, when the peanut butter
spins slim.
I'll give you a...
No, nothing. About, sorry, I didn't mean to talk about therapy and porn.
Oh, no, yeah, hey, like we just went from
sometimes
therapy to porn.
Is therapy.
So that's
all right. Bars.
Bars. Hashtag porn is therapy. Porn is therapy. It's trending. Viral.
Check out my new podcast, Porn is Therapy.
Porn is Therapy. I heard anime porn is the thing now. Okay. But anyways, so yes, so like I've not watched anime porn for by the way.
And if you do, it's
but,
okay.
But
let's
if
talk
you
about
do,
it.
We
if you do, okay.
This is a safe place. This is a safe.
Let's talk about.
This
it,
is a safe place.
What about cartoons make you happy?
But to like bring it back full circle,
teacher.
I learned.
Look at him.
Right, probably right. And I learned that we normalize trauma, our people, absolutely, right? We normalize trauma because, yeah, like, I would say, like, I would be like, and it's not funny at all, but I would watch, because both therapists, right? Because I had to change therapists, and I'm about to change my other one because it's not, it's whatever. I had brought up when my friend, I watched my best friend get shot,
mm-hmm,
right? And I said, yo, yeah, you know when my best friend got shot? And it was like, what? I'm like, yeah. What happened? They're like, that's not. This is 20 years ago, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's before the towers dropped. Like, you know, but he good. He alive.
Yeah.
He paralyzed, but he good, right? And they're like, nah, they wrote it down. Next week, we're going to really talk about this and unpack this.
Good.
We have a lot of shit,
yeah,
inside of us that we got to unpack. And, for like, real, you know, that closet in your crib. Or the shit under your bed.
You gotta get it out.
You gotta fucking take that shit out, and you gotta let people know. Like, not people, like you gotta.
You gotta let somebody, you gotta get that out of you because
it
just. It
wasn't until my job setting, like, and working with, I'm not gonna shout those agencies, yeah, but.
Right.
I didn't even know trauma was a part of mental health issues.
Word.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Word.
Like, literally.
It built you, it creates you.
So I had no idea. Yeah. So one day, where they were having a whole discussion, they're talking about trauma.
Mm hmm.
And, you know, Mike Brown and I experienced,
mm-hmm, trauma. Mike and Nia, shout out.
And not one day has passed by since where I don't think about,
yep,
that. Not,
oh, years, right, like, right.
Yeah. Every day.
So, right.
And so it hit, right, me like,
right.
Yo, that trauma.
We right.
But
like you're hearing that, it's like, yo,
it,
like how many,
right,
people go.
The thing about it,
right,
us,
right, 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 right.
Some of us wear our trauma like a book bag. And unfortunately, socially, someone's promoted as if it's a trophy, and that's the one thing that we need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is that you have young people following the, I'm going to be a big rapper. I'm going to be a big artist because I did what they did.
Right.
And they're not doing that.
Right.
They're talking it, but they're not. Some of them are.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they're not doing that. But the fact is, like, we, our trauma isn't supposed to be glamorized. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like. And we're one of the few, if not the only, culture that glamorizes our trauma,
right,
too, which needs to change.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I have a question before we close out.
Why we gotta close? Party not done.
People, laptop about to die.
And attention spans. We gotta face
this. This is.
I've had to use the bathroom for like the last 30 minutes.
Okay, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice, when would you go and what would you say? You could only go one time.
Mine's just silly.
Yeah.
Mine's just silly as fuck.
No right, wrong, just...
Mine's just silly as fuck. So, and you're probably going to laugh at me, but I don't care, right?
I'm going to try my best not to laugh now.
Right? So, this is all I think about, right?
Right?
And I probably didn't give it any thought, like, after, but this has come up. I would go back. I would take steroids.
I'm listening.
I would take steroids. I would play baseball. I'd take steroids.
At that time, yeah.
Right? I'd take steroids probably from, like, 15, when I started, my growth spurt was like 17, right? So around 17, I'd take steroids, I'd play baseball, I'd get it, because at that time, contracts were guaranteed, and the contracts were higher than baseball, than NBA.
Yeah, much
I'd
higher.
I'd probably make a $300 million deal, $150, $80 million, whatever, guaranteed. Then apologize to the world for what I did, get forgiven, and live a normal life. That's what I do.
I like it.
Sounds crazy, but if you know, you know. If you grew up in that era, you know.
Like, it's a good way to go out. That's a good way to go out.
Look at, you know what I mean? Like,
I saw him Wednesday. He was at the inauguration.
A-Rod doing good.
He's doing great. Yeah. He's doing great.
And he was wilding. A-Rod was out here wilding. Roger Clemens, he didn't apologize. The key word is apology.
You got to apologize for it.
David Ortiz took steroids too.
Got to apologize for it.
The key word is just, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I made a mistake. Someone put it in my drink. You know what I'm saying? Like,
won't happen. Yeah,
it won't happen again.
Just move right.
And that's
Leave it alone.
Just, and then yeah. We're all here, and I'm sponsoring everyone's podcast. Yep. 20 years later, and that's it.
It's a win-win.
That's it. It's weird as fuck. But
what about you?
I told you in the last podcast, I said I would have invested in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like, my thing.
When would you say it? Early? At the beginning of
I told you that story about Bitcoin.
Yeah, no.
I told you how I told my
Yeah, he had a chance.
I don't want to talk
most people,
about
a lot
had
of
chance.
A lot of us had a chance with Bitcoin.
To be honest with you, like, in like not even to sound cliche or any shit like that. Cool. Like, even if I had a chance to go back, like, I wouldn't, only because of the domino effect, right? Like,
Butterfly effect.
I'm here now, right?
That movie, so, Butterfly Effect.
Okay. There's nothing. Who knows if I would have gone to make this correct move if I would still be here now.
That's right.
Recording this podcast. And honestly, a lot of the bullshit that has happened has led me to this growth that I'm at now. Let me actually take that back. There's one fight that I had that I wish I've never had.
I remember.
And I'm always going to.
I remember.
You might be like, don't have that fight.
No, you don't.
Which, okay. Okay.
Y'all weren't there.
Look at
I think you spoke to me about
boundaries.
There's one. There's one fight that if I could.
Everything can't be for the audience.
It's one of those things that you just kind of just learn to.
Yeah, you spoke to me about it.
So if I could change anything or go back, like, I wouldn't even change it. Like, I'm not rich, but I'm not.
I would go back in time and tell myself to get an engineer, so when I do these podcasts, they can fix
I
can see you twist the dial, which one is your favorite titty?
I'm trying.
I love recording.
He says this every time, right?
But I fucking hate editing, yo. I hate this shit.
This is gonna be a long episode.
I know. That's why I'm like, yo, Mike Brown, you on it? Because me, I'm like this. Which I don't know.
Yeah, one
I'm
take.
Because like you like, added music. This is gonna be actually when I upload this. Music. This is gonna be one straight shot.
Yeah, I'm not even adding music. Yeah, I'm
just gonna put it up.
I was gonna put it up. Your risk. Can you send me that file real quick?
I'm just. I'm
gonna cheat like a test paper.
I'm gonna cheat that. Yeah. Copy and paste, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll send the whole thing out, but I'm gonna put up certain clips from it because we were all over the place. And it was good.
Yeah.
So that's why you heard
me. You want the raw, come to Crooked Halo.
Everybody do your jobs.
I'm literally gonna post the whole entire thing because I hate editing.
Where are you posting this, Horace?
Online.
People there. Where?
Who's ours?
I don't know.
Jay West, where you posting this at, Jay West?
Jay West, where are you posting this?
I'm going to post it to Crooked Halo Crew Podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Pod, Google Pod, and the affiliates. That's what I'm doing.
Cool. Where can they find you online?
You can find me at Instagram, on Instagram, Right His Wrongs, Jay Wesley Collection, Crooked Halo Crew Podcast, AceFlix21. Personal. I'm just giving out
the picture one. You gotta promote that one.
When I take the picture?
Flix?
Yeah. I haven't posted
Ace,
that one.
Ace Flix.
Flix, you know.
Ace Flix NYC.
That's when Instagram.
That was early. That's when it was Instagram was about pictures.
Yeah.
Switched up. Where can they find you, Rich?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It's the Stay Rich Podcast. I'm actually a guest today, and I loved it. This is fantastic. My good friends. My good brethren. So you can find me on my Instagram handle is @richgear. The podcast is @StayRichPod. We are on iTunes. We are on Spotify, we are on SoundCloud, we are on Apple Music, we are on Google Podcasts, and we are in your favorite's living room. So check us out. Yo, this is fucking an honor to be here, and I'm blessed to be with y'all, man. I've been looking forward to doing this with y'all. And yo, listen, let me tell y'all something, man. Let me exclude myself. These two guys right here, they got some shit, and they out here. And yo, like, I listen to all of y'all stuff.
You can say what you want.
My fucking guys.
I got 1%. I got 1% of battery left. We're gonna be good.
You got 1% of battery left.
I got 1% of battery.
Yo, I read and you gotta read what they read. Yo, I like what y'all doing. Keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I mean? Like, it's good to see y'all start. And once you start, you know, we talk all the time about getting the pod going and this, that, and the third. Like, I'm happy for y'all. I'm proud of y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. Like, it's only bigger and better things in 2021 and beyond. And I fucks with y'all. I don't know if that's good enough.
Fucks with you too.
I fucks with you too, yo.
Good shit. Good shit.
Everyone here is an honorary member. Yeah. Honorary member.
Crooked Halo Crew.
Crooked Halo Crew.
I'm gonna do another pod. Y'all all coming on.
Yes.
Shout out to Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Shout out to Shakespeare Soapbox. I love everybody. Being black is beautiful. And alcohol is everything.
Shout out to everybody listening. Alcohol is everything. Make sure to get in touch.
Before you finish, welcome back, Mike Brown. It's been a long time coming.
Amen. I'm officially black. I was like, officially black. I'm openly black. I have an announcement. I'm openly black. I don't know if I just want to make sure everyone knows that.
I wanted to talk about something that we spoke about. Like,
what?
Our fans keep us going. Like, I know we talked about it in the
beginning.
But I suffered from that same thing too, and I'm like, Rich Wizard, what? Me and Ace do this all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I know you got 1%, and I'm trying to keep it quick.
Yeah.
But it'd be like, yo, when's the next pod? Yeah. Like, when's the next pod? Oh, shit. Oh, they listening? Oh, shit.
You got to do it.
That it does motivate you.
It does.
And it does get you back in the booth, kind of. Like, it kind of gets you back in the booth.
That is
the
push.
Welcome back.
So welcome back, Rich.
Goats,
yeah,
man.
I'm back out.
I'll be Kyrie. Well, y'all be,
took 30 shots last night, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. I like Kyrie, yo. Yeah. I'm all about the sage on the court.
I fucks with Kyrie. Like, I fucks with him.
Man, I'm back outside, man.
Go ahead. Close it out.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure to check out Crooked Halo.
And then Mike Brown's laptop, in fact, did die. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is Jay Wesley. We will talk to you soon. Stay crooked. Peace.